hockey team that's here, because that's the way hockey used to be played back then, 7-5.
A little bit of fire wagon hockey out there. Right?
Yeah, it was, you know, some pucks went in. I mean, they deflected a couple by Adam. I give our guys credit. I mean, we got down 3-1 here on the road, and things haven't been going well. And Vinny had a big goal to make it 3-2, and we battled back to win an important game for us.
What were you feeling down 3-1? Did it feel like it was starting to come undone for you?
No, I mean, I don't think that's undone. It's not there. I mean, you got a lot of time left. I mean, they've, you know, given up leads before. Go back to last Friday night, they were ahead 4-1. You know, early in the second period, and you just need one to get going. And it was a little more sense of urgency, you know, when we got down like that. We did a lot of good things, but we were making some mistakes that cost us. I mean, from a rush sort to giving up a goal in the last minute of the first period, last minute of the second period, a couple face-off goals. But you know what, the guys battled. Sometimes you just got to gut out a win. You know, it doesn't have to be the prettiest win, but you know what? This clinched the season series with us against Wisconsin. You know, we're only sitting with two losses and now in the Big Ten, and Michigan got beat. So some things, you know, went our way tonight.
You guys scored four goals in 100 seconds. Is that type of thing that could get this team going?
Well, I like the fact that Cam Rodder scored a goal tonight, Leon scored a goal, Vinny scored a goal, and Hudson scored a goal. I mean, the only missing was Kloos, if he could have scored on that one when he came in. So some guys scored that needed a score, and hopefully we'll play as hard tomorrow, but with a little more hockey IQ at times.
When you got those four, it seemed like you're just crashing for the rebound. There's a lot of room in the diesel.
Yeah, I mean, we got some pucks below the goal line, and you know, forced some turnovers. And you know, when you turn a puck over down there, you're gonna have a little bit easier access. So we did more of our damage below the circles than off a rush.
How do you analyze your diesel tonight? How are you guys playing?
Sporadic. I mean, the goals we gave up were, I mean, the misplay at the offensive blue line was the first goal. They had two deflection goals in front of us. One was a rush sort where we had two forwards in the corner, and you know, the wing was down low, and the center should have taken his spot. You know, so just those are the kind of, you know, mistakes that have ended up hurting us.
How important was it to get the sophomores in the mix again?
Yeah, you know what, just we talked about the guys that haven't scored in a while. You feel so much better. You're gripping your stick. You feel so much better when you score a goal when it's been a while. And we needed to win. You know, I don't care how, but we needed to win. But and we were able to get it tonight.
Ambrose fits in that category too.
Yeah, he's starting to score again. You know, he had a rough first half, and you know, he scored a few more goals now here in the second half. And you know, we try to balance our lines out a little bit tonight. And you know, they all were involved on the score sheet. I mean, every different guy off all four lines ended up with a goal. And when we can get that, we're a better team.
You guys were physical tonight. Most hits you think you've made all year?
You know, we chart that, so we'll have to watch it. You know, it's not about making a big hit to me. It's winning stick battles and, you know, just winning a loose puck battle, coming out with it.
Tough night for the goalies both sides.
Yeah.
Really.
It
just seemed like it wasn't really sharp either way.
Well, I mean, it was one of those nights. Two of their goals, they deflected in. One's on the breakaway. You know, the one Bessie shot, you know, kind of snuck through. So, you know what? It's nice to be able to win a game for Adam when he gave up five, because he's won a lot of when he shut the door on us.
I saw you clapping after that four-goal stretch. Do you get that excited? Have you been that excited in a while, or is that?
Well, you're just trying to trying to give the guys confidence and trying to be as positive as you can. I mean, sometimes you have to be a cheerleader.
Thanks, Tom.